We're now joined by head coach Adam Clark, Gilman City Girls. We're getting to the point of the season. These always make you a little bit sad, coach, when you lose and the season's done and you put away the shorts for the rest of the season. Unfortunately, that happened for the Lady Hawks last night. But, a struggling season on the scoreboard, but I know the girls got better throughout the season. You got reinforcements coming from the junior high grade. So better times up ahead on the scoreboard for Lady Hawks, no doubt.
Yeah, it was an interesting season. You know, we came in with not a lot of experience. We only brought back two girls with any experience from the last year, and so. But it was a good season to see them progress some. You know, at times we kind of took some steps back, but I thought the girls, especially here late the last week or so, had some really good ball games. Even though they might have came up with a loss, they still played better than what we started the season, so it was good to see.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, you know, Mercer's been playing some pretty decent ball late. You played them at your place a week ago tonight, and, you know, 68-42 the final. That's not all that close, but to me that looks like you played them pretty respectably.
You know, I was real proud of the girls in the first half. We came out and battled. You know, we tied them in the first quarter, which was exciting. And we scored 14 more points in the second quarter. So the girls came out looking to score, looking to be aggressive, and that was good because, you know, it was something we had struggled at for a while against some teams that can handle the ball. So it was good to see them battle. Our second half wasn't near as good as the first, but it was nice to see us come out and battle early on for a couple quarters.
How much throughout the season, Coach, you didn't have the deepest team in the world. How much would fatigue hurt your team in the second half?
Oh, it sets in. It's a big contributor to us falling behind in the second half a little further. We just, you know, you get a little frustrated, and then you get, you know, you're a little tired, and those two things weigh on you. And so it gets to be difficult when you only have six girls. You only got one sub, and so you don't get very many chances to rest. But we've been playing that way all year long. So, you know, here late in the season, that's just the way we play.
If I remember right, Aubrey Wilson and Mercer had 30 points in that game. So I know a part of trying to do well is you hope that, you know, some of the talented players on the other side aren't hitting shots, and Aubrey was hitting shots that night.
Oh, my goodness. Mercer was just hitting all kinds of shots. As a team, I think they hit 12 three-pointers, and, you know, seven of them came from the Wilson girl. So, you know, they did a good job of moving the ball around. They got shooters open. The Cost girl, she hit 5 threes, so you know she was feeling comfortable on the perimeter. And so when you've got a couple perimeter girls that can hit shots, and you've got one or two girls that can be around the bucket, it's going to be a difficult night trying to cover everybody.
Albany was a little bit of a different game. It wasn't as high scoring. It was 42-20. Was it a more physical game against a little bit bigger school from the GRC, coach, or no?
Absolutely. It was a much more physical game. Albany plays a very high-pace, intense defense. They looked to pressure the ball every chance they got. You could see that against us in the first half. It really made our offense struggle. One thing we should have done a little better in the first half was hit some free throws. With their pressure defense, they put us at the line a few times, and we didn't hit very many free throws in the first half, so that could have helped us a little bit. But all in all, Albany's pressure defense really well wore us down, and you know, they were able to get to the bucket out of those defensive takeaways. And so, you know, it was one of those games where Albany came ready to play and kind of punched us in the mouth, and we kind of faltered for a little bit.
You knew that coming into the season that, you know, I watch Haley Burrows play all year long at NCMC, so it's given me a good idea on how talented of a young lady she is. So you knew that losing her to graduation, that it would be a challenge for the girls coming back. Where did the girls grow the most just having to work into different roles without Haley on the floor this year, coach?
You know, it was a unique situation for almost every single girl. We had, you know, Megan Cottrell was last year used to being, you know, a support player for Haley, you know, being there when she got double teamed or triple teamed, and she'd be the girl that she'd be able to kick to and be able to shoot. And so she's been able to step in and take care of the ball for us this year. And I'd say for the better part of the year, she's done a really good job for us at the point guard position. Because you know as well as I do, being the point guard and being the leading scorer, that's a difficult thing to do. And so she's done a really good job of transitioning into that situation. And then our young girls have done a good job. I think early in the year, you know, they were a little gun shy, a little apprehensive about playing varsity basketball. And eventually we just kind of put that to the wayside and said, you know, you just got to play hard. You got to do the things that we want you to try and do. as best of your abilities, and we saw them get better at that throughout the year, so that was, it was nice to see that.
There's a lot of examples, too, of, you know, the record wasn't all that great, but a few wins here and there. But you also had a lot of games that you didn't win, but we talked about it after the fact that you were proud of the way that the girls fought. You had a lot of games that were, you know, that were competitive, and maybe more competitive than a lot of folks might have thought coming into the season.
Yeah, you know, coming in, we knew it was going to be a big transition. You know, we've got four freshmen that we start, and we've only got one on the bench. So there's a lot of factors that come in there with the inexperience and not the deep bench. And so you just try and get the most out of your players that you know you could try and get. Sometimes as coaches get a little impatient and want more than what we can get at a certain time. But for the better part of the season, I thought the girls responded when we asked them to respond, you know. For example, like our post players earlier in the year, they were just looking to be there to fill a spot, be a passer, be a rebounder. And, you know, here lately we've been able to see them score a little bit from time to time. And so we'll just keep building on that from now until next year. And those are the kind of things we need those young ladies to do.
Now, I'm working off the Mish bracket here, and I know that Worth County got you last night, Coach. They don't have the score up yet mid-morning from Mish. But did the girls play pretty well last night?
Well, the score ended up being 63-26. You know, Worth County, you know, they got after us pretty quick. We didn't necessarily shoot real well, but I thought it was Worth County's defense. They played pretty decent zone. They didn't give us too many scoring or passing lanes. Really had some good help on the ball, dribble penetration style, and closed down on shooters well. And so it made our offense struggle. The girls did a good job of trying to fight back, but, you know, between Worth County's good half-court defense and their ability to hit shots, they had a lot of girls hitting buckets from the perimeter or mid-range, and so, you know, you add all that up, and it made for a long night for the girls.
Yeah, Worth County's a pretty good team, too. I haven't seen them this year, but I certainly saw them play Mercer last year when they were a lot of freshmen that were talented, so I know they got a lot of sophomores that are talented this year. Next year's Lady Hawks team, Coach, interesting mix because you lose a couple of seniors, but you got most of your players coming back, and we've talked the last couple of weeks that there might be a couple of bodies from the junior high that might be able to come up and help as freshmen.
Yeah, we're going to be losing Megan Cottrell as a senior. She was our leading scorer this year, and she took care of the ball for us, kind of was our floor general, and we're also going to miss Brooklyn McQuarrie as a senior. And, you know, she gave us a three-point threat and gave us some good minutes coming off the bench for us. And so both those girls are going to be sorely missed. And but we're going to hopefully pick up maybe three, maybe four girls. We've got a couple young young girls coming out of the eighth grade. Joey Ward's a good aggressive ball player. So is Sydney Gibson. They both come in with plenty of junior high experience. And then you can also throw in a younger sister of Brooklyn. Her name's Caitlin McQuarrie, and she plays pretty good defense, and hopefully we can get her rolling with some offense too. So, and then you just never know what we might pick up from our North Davies co-op if we continue to do our co-op, which I hope we do. Our numbers will really help us, and hopefully we can get another girl or two from them.
That's wrap of the season on the girls' side with head coach Adam Clark. We'll see if we can get the boys going a little bit longer here as they are scheduled to play. Now it's mid-morning, and I have my doubts they're going to play because it's pretty icy today. But they're scheduled to play tonight. We'll talk about that with Coach coming up next.